Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Deer Season Daily. It is November 14th of 2025. Today, an update as always. We're going to talk a little bit of shop, weather and movement predictions, and then the tip of the day has to do with being ready this time of year. Always important when it comes to rut success. Stay tuned for all of that, but before we get into it, don't forget about our partners for this episode. That's Rack's Big Game Supplements. You can go to racksmineral.com and see everything that they have to offer. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. Anything you see on there, you can use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space. You get 10% off everything in your order. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. If you're on audio only, follow, leave us a review, leave us 5 stars, whatever it is. That really helps out the show. So, RHO update. Blake's Goofy Buck video will be out today. It is scheduled to post at 11 a.m. this morning, so if you're listening to this before then, you guys can come back and check that out at 11. If you're listening to this after 11 a.m., then you need to go check that video out now. It is low light at the end, but it's a very real side of bow hunting, kind of a bittersweet story, I guess, if you will. A few-day adventure that will really make a bow hunter sick, but at the same time, when you finally get to put your hands on one, there's a reward to that too. So it's a really interesting up and down story. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. Make sure you go check that video out. My buck video will hopefully be out tomorrow, Sunday, or Monday. I'm still trying to work some things out with the GoPro video to see if I can make it any better. It would have been so much easier if I would have just got the record button hit, but it is what it is on that, I suppose. But that one should be out sometime in the next 3 days, because then we'll have another video after that where me and Hunter, if you guys don't know Hunter, that's my sister. She does some producing for us. She does some of our graphic design stuff. She had a chance yesterday afternoon on a pretty nice buck, and that video will come out soon after mine. I don't know when it'll fall, but should be sometime next week on that. I think that's all I wanted to talk about on the RHO update. So that takes us to talking shop. Yesterday, the morning was pretty slow, but the evening was actually busier than I expected. We didn't get as many good bucks in yesterday as we did the day before, but we still got several, and several deer yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening. So even if you're not seeing them moving, they're out there moving somewhere, so it's just a matter of time before you see them again at your place. Nothing on news. I don't think I did any news at all this week. Maybe I did Monday. I can't remember. But that takes us to weather and movement predictions. So the low today is 46 and the high is 73. It's going to be a lot warmer than it has been, which is not awesome. It's supposed to be partly cloudy in the morning, sunny in the afternoon, light south-southwest winds in the morning, up to 8 to 10 miles per hour this afternoon. So pretty straightforward on the wind there. Should be. It should be steady out of the southwest. Usually you can trust those kind of winds, especially 8 to 10 mile an hour. That is just about the sweet spot, I think. I've talked about this the last few days. 10 to 15, I really like that wind. I didn't used to. I've now had more success in the wind over the years, and as much as I like to be able to hear, it's nice to have a little bit of wind. I think it actually makes the deer a little bit more comfortable. The pressure's not going to be very high today either. It's going to start out decent, 30.1, but it's going to fall under 30, down to like 29.97. That's what they're calling for by the end of the day. The morning might be okay for natural movement, just because it's going to be cooler still, but it is warming up, and the pressure's dropping and all that kind of stuff, so maybe not be great. The evening could be really tough. If there were ever a time to sit a water hole, it would be this afternoon. You've got the rut going for you, so they're needing more water. The hunt we had yesterday afternoon, we saw at least 3 bucks go to water at, you know, between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you got that going for you with the rut. It's also hot, so it's going to make them have to go to water even more, especially if they're chasing. So midday, if you're going to sit midday, I would think about sitting around water for sure. This afternoon, same way. If you got somewhere that's close to water, you have a little water hole out in front of your stand or something, or in front of a stand or by a food plot, I'd probably go check that one out this evening. Probably won't be a lot of natural movement until last light, if then. That doesn't mean you won't see deer, though. I say natural movement, and by that I mean Does coming out to food early in the afternoon. I mean, bucks cruising for does before dark. However, there is the unnatural movement of the rut, whether that's from deer that are pressured and other hunters bumping them around, or a hot doe and a buck chasing her. That's what we saw yesterday, even though it was a little bit warm. It was cooler than what it's going to be today. But there's a buck running does around in there. We saw, I think, 5 different bucks in that sit, and he was chasing does. We had some video of him chasing does and stuff. So if that's the case, then you can have a really good hunt, even though it's warm. I've seen it different times throughout the years where, especially a couple days I can remember offhand, I didn't go specifically because it was hot. I've told this story before. The buck whose sheds are right up here over my shoulder, he was by my stand at least twice, maybe 3 times on camera. So who knows how many more times I would have opportunities at him. But once was like 8 a.m., the next time was like 9:30, and the next time was noon, I believe. He was all around my stand, and it was like 75 degrees, November, somewhere right around here, November 12th, something like that maybe. It was like 7th through the 15th for sure, somewhere in that week. So just because it's going to be hot doesn't mean you can't have a good hunt. It just means that the natural movement might be down. And even that rutting activity, you're probably going to see more on your cameras at night when it's this warm than you will see from the stand during the day. So we'll wrap this thing up with the tip of the day. I did a longer one yesterday. It kind of got wordy. I kind of got into some comps to some baseball stuff, which if you know me, that's probably no surprise. But it might sound weird. Make sure you go check that one out because I think that is kind of some evergreen content when it comes to yesterday's tip of the day. I think that one can go throughout the season, not just the rut. But this one is more of a rut tip. If you see a doe pop out of the brush or in a field or come walking down a trail towards you, go ahead and get your bow and be ready. This time of year, most mature bucks are with does. They're going to be behind does. Now, they will break off to cruise at some point, like we've seen, like we talked about. But it won't take long for them to find another doe because we're just almost at the top of that bell curve as far as does in estrus. So he doesn't have to go far. If you see a doe, there's likely to be a buck behind him unless she's already been bred. But if it's a doe that's in estrus, or if it's especially a solo doe comes at you, or she comes popping out of the brush, like takes a couple bounces, and you kind of hear something back there, you better be ready. Don't write it off just because it's another doe. Whether you've seen 3 does with nothing behind them and the 4th one comes in or not, or it's the first one that's coming in, if you see her, get ready because he might be close behind her. There's a good chance that there will be a buck close behind her, and it may be a shooter. You don't want her to pin you down or like be right under the tree to where you can't reach and grab your bow when he comes out, when that shooter comes out behind her, because then the best you can hope for is she's not looking, she's worried about him, or he bumps her across and you can grab your bow real quick and then things are happening super fast. So if you've already got your bow when that doe comes out, you don't have to worry about that as much, and then you're ready to go when he comes out behind her. That's all I got for today. Shorter episode. We're going to talk about the weekend on Monday's episode. Hopefully you guys have some success this weekend. I think we got some rain coming in next week, so we'll talk about that. And then we're closing in on the gun season as well. So I appreciate you guys tuning in as always, and I will see you on Monday for another Deer Season Daily.